sober space. This is an exercise you can do almost anywhere, anytime, because it's very brief and quite simple, and can be especially useful when we find ourselves in a stressful or high-risk situation. Often when we're triggered by things in ourselves or in our environment, we tend to go on a sort of autopilot, which can result in behaving in ways that aren't actually in our best interest. So this is a technique that can be used to help step out of that automatic mode and become more aware or mindful of our actions. So let's try this now. You may either close your eyes or keep them open. So the first step is to stop or shift out of automatic pilot mode. The next step is observe. So what's happening in your body right now? What is your experience in this moment? What sensations do you notice? Is there discomfort or tension anywhere? And then shifting to your mind, what thoughts are present? What is your mind doing right now? And then shifting to emotions. What emotions do you notice? Just acknowledging that this is your experience right now. And now that you have a bit of a sense of what's going on in this moment for you, as best you can, gathering your attention and focusing on the sensations of the breath, just for a few breaths, as best you can. Sensation of the in-breath, sensation of the out-breath. Letting your attention rest there. And the next step is allowing your attention to expand. Include a sense of your entire body, including any sensations, any thoughts, any emotions. Seeing if you can hold all of this in a softer, more spacious awareness. And finally, sensing that this is a place from which you might be able to respond rather than react to any situation, that you can choose your next action. And then when you're ready, if your eyes are closed, gently allowing them to open. So just to review, the steps of the sober space are to stop or shift out of automatic pilot mode. O is for observe what's happening in the body, the mind, the emotions. The B is for breath, focusing on the breath. The E is expand out again to include your whole experience, and R is respond versus react.